Hi, everybody. Before we get into this week's episode, I would just like to state that this is a personal podcast, meaning that the opinions shared by myself or any of my guests are solely the opinions held by those persons. They do not represent the opinions of any other individuals, institutions, or organizations that may or may not be associated with them. Additionally, this is a conspiracy theory podcast, meaning that there is a lot of speculation that goes on behalf of both myself and any of my guests. It is important to remember that this is solely speculation based on gathered facts, and that nobody on my podcast, unless explicitly stated, is really a professional in this. Ultimately, this was a podcast one day that I decided to create out of soul boredom, and any views expressed are not intended to cause harm to any organizations, companies, or individuals. And without further ado, here's the episode. I hope you guys enjoy.
It's a conspiracy theory that I'm actually interested in.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Iconic, your host of Iconic Conspiracy, the podcast for any and all pop culture conspiracies. Today, I'm here with something very different, and I have a very special guest for you.
Hi, I am Stokes. You may know me from the failed Twitter account Hillary Duff New Zealand or Janet Servant. I am just like Vanessa. I stan many fads, and I'm ready to talk about one today.
Yes, and honestly, we're doing something different today. We're going to be debating Paula Abdul's plane crash.
Just very exciting.
Yeah, because you think it happened.
I do. You know, I do think it happened. I have my reasons.
Let's hear what you have to say for yourself.
Okay, so I'm just going to give some background to any listeners who don't know. So the year is 1992. Madonna is in the midst of an erotic era, which includes performing lewd acts, dating Vanilla Ice, and detailing unquestionable encounters. Janet just threw a punch at bad girl chanteuse LaToya Jackson, and the world has only known Mariah for 2 years. So during this era, the legend herself, Paula Abdul, who was selling millions of albums and selling out arenas, was on her Under My Spell tour. This is what sets up the plane crash that we're going to be talking about that happened after a show in St. Louis. So basically, she said on, I think the first time she said it, it was on a Us Magazine interview, if I got my sources correct. She said that after a St. Louis show on her Under My Spell tour, about 40 minutes into the flight, the plane's right engine caught fire. It was a 7-seat smaller plane, like a Cessna, and it immediately began to descend when the fire started. And when it was descending, she hit her head on the top of the the roof of the plane. So, and this is where she said she sustained spine injuries, which is why she was on like medication during American Idol, like the first season. Like she got 15 surgeries that didn't work. And I've heard the plane crashed in Iowa. I think that's where it is. I could not find I've seen like conflicting reports of that.
Yeah, so, I don't know. When do you know when the U.S. Weekly was?
I think it was 2005.
I think, okay, because I have the first one that she mentioned it, I think, was Dateline 2003. I have an interview here. It was definitely Dateline 2003 because it sort of like coming through of it and being like, oh, like.
Well, then I was wrong there. Sorry, everyone. But do you want to go ahead and go through with your problems? Like, because this has actually been, I think, the only thing that's like kept her somewhat relevant to the new generation. The fact that one article that was like, she's talking about a plane crash that never happened.
Yeah, probably. And the fact that I bring it up every time I hear Paula Abdul mentioned. She was also pretty relevant from, like, American Idol. Like, I knew her as an American Idol judge, and I knew straight up. Because, it's a timeless classic.
Yeah, straight up is a classic. I think, like, I remember I walked into the cafeteria one day in 7th grade, and that's when, like, my transition to stanning fads started. And I knew straight up, and I remember two of my friends were singing. I'm like, you know that song? They're like, yeah, everyone knows it. I think that is a song everyone knows.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. If you don't know it, you might know it, but I'm not gonna put it in because I don't want to get my ass copyrighted.
It's like when Paula Abdul made us download that one Chinese live stream app on my phone got into viruses. Thank you, Paula Abdul. I really love you.
What the fuck was that? Because I looked at it and I was like, what the fuck is this app? And it was so weird. And like during the live stream, like it would keep pausing because people would put too many stickers. I don't even know what the fuck was going on.
It was so weird. Me and Confide in Mimi, we both were like, okay,
let's download. I was there with the two of you.
We downloaded it. My phone started glitching. Spotify was breaking. My VPN changed to like Shanghai, China.
Oh my God.
I was like, what's going on? I was like freaking out. And all the live streams were like weird filters and like sexual things. I'm like, Paula, what are you doing on here?
She probably got a paycheck for that. It was a really weird setting too. Like the live stream itself. Yeah. But she was like coughing in there too. She was like.
Oh God.
And like. Confide in Mimi keeps sending me that video of her coughing.
It's like her it's her corona era. She's in it.
No, like she didn't have a mask on or anything. She was just straight up coughing. Straight up corona victim. That's gonna be her. Like honestly, like I've been saying that since the start of the pandemic, I genuinely think that Paula Abdul will at one point or another come forward as somebody who has had coronavirus after all the dust settles and there's no way to prove that she actually had it or didn't have it.
And then she'll be like, there's no hospital records, sorry, but I had it.
That's okay. Going back to the plane crash, that's okay. One thing that I have a problem with. I have a problem with the fact that there's no records about it.
Okay, that is actually, I listed three problems that I even acknowledged. There's like, why are there no records? Because there's no documents. Even under, if it wasn't considered a plane crash, it'd still be filed under incident. It had to be.
It had to have been an incident, whether or not it happened or not. Even if, like, half of what she said was true, it would have to have been filed as an incident. You can't emergency land in the middle of a fucking cornfield and expect it to not be an incident. Unless, the only reason it would have not been classified as an incident would be if they completely decided to just abandon the plane right there. And I don't think that would have happened.
Corn grew over it, and now it's buried underneath corn somewhere.
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, fucking go on Google Maps and go on a satellite view and try and look for a plane crash in the middle of Iowa. Seven-seater over Google Maps. I think that would be a fun task.
Like, did you ever watch Finding Bigfoot?
No.
We should get the cast of Finding Bigfoot to go find Paula Abdul's plane because it's somewhere out there.
It's somewhere out. Please. Okay. You were talking about this to me earlier, but you said there was like one article from one account.
Okay.
That account has me blocked, by the way.
Oh, that's weird. Literally. Okay. It was from a 2005 documentary. And if anyone wants this, just DM me on Twitter at Hillary's Whore. And the O is a zero. And there was actually a news headline in the documentary. And it says, Paula Abdul involved in plane crash after show. But then also, just the news article headline is shown. Not like the newspaper, the title. It's just that. And so, then everything else is blurred out.
What I think that might be is that it was something added to the documentary and then little graphic they made. Because she said herself that she did not want this getting out to the media. And she said that because we didn't live in, like, a social media era where everything was, like, reported, they didn't report on her plane crash.
Maybe the only way I could see this being, a real thing, how valid the news article is, can be called into question. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's in a documentary, everything else is blurred out except for there's no author, it's just there. But at the same time, I get if she wanted to hush it up and that one article was published, and then she was, like, cut everything else off, like, somehow. Like, I think you could do that.
But did she have, like, the authority to do that?
I don't know. Because I know Paula's legacy isn't as seen today, but she was, at the time, probably the biggest music act in America.
Mm-hmm.
She
was huge. That's fair to say, definitely.
She was huge. And so even if she tried to cover it up, like, I'm wondering, how do you cover up a plane? Like, I'm sorry, I sound like someone who doesn't believe it happened, and I'll get into my reasons why I truly think it did. But how do you cover that up? Like, there's still, like, even if you believe it happened, there's still legitimate questions.
Yeah. No.
So, I don't know. And do you?
I don't know. Okay. One thing is that every once in a while, she'll say that she was paralyzed after the accident. But I have the list of canceled dates from the tour up, and they were not consistent.
Yeah. I have her tour dates pulled up.
Oh, she was flying from St. Louis, Missouri to Denver, Colorado. And she said that it caught fire and the pilot was forced to make an emergency landing in a cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that she didn't want to mention it because she didn't want to be seen as damaged goods or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she said it caused me to have paralysis on my right side and that she endured 15 cervical spinal surgeries. I'm not doubting the surgeries.
Yeah. Because there's, like, scars.
The paralysis? There is scars. How did she do all those shows right after?
Okay. This actually ties into one of my other issues.
Okay.
She, in the interviews, I'm just going to go through all my issues, which is lack of public records, how the biggest pop star in the entire world can get off with, like, nothing. It's a plane crash. Mm-hmm. How can she get off? My other issue is, in these interviews, she does seem to ignore head over heels.
Oh, all the time. She's like, and I didn't do anything after. And she did a lot after.
Like, head over heels, you can watch the music videos, even live performances, which there are a few of that era. She was dancing as hard as she was and, like, spellbound. If it really paralyzed you that bad, which I'm not, like, surgeries happen. There's scars.
Yeah, I don't but think if she was paralyzed that. After the accident, how did she go on to do all these shows immediately after?
And yeah, and also do an era with the cancellations,
really. 4 dates canceled in June 1992, and then 5 in July. And they weren't back-to-back either. And they weren't, they like, they didn't make sense.
Yeah,
and the dates don't really line up. The cancellations were all before the plane crash in June. And then, because it happened, allegedly, on her 30th. And the St. Louis performance was on June 19th, 1992.
Okay, I got it. I see it. What I'm confused by is, it says here, I can't, it's almost like it's been scrubbed, because I can't find it.
Yeah, no, I can't find those dates either. I had to, like, look into, like, news article archives to find dates.
So that's a little sketchy, I'll say that much. And I don't see any box office listings. It's not on Wikipedia.
It's not on Wikipedia. It's not on her website. And there was one date in between. Because there was an article that was found that pretty much disproves the fact that she would, like, flying from St. Louis to Denver. Yeah. Because there would have been a stop in between. Kansas City.
Okay, Kansas City. Kansas
so
City.
Pretty much, Bonner Springs, Kansas City was June 20th, 1992. Okay. And wait, she said that she flew from St. Louis, which would have been the June 19th show and the June 22nd show, which was outside of Denver.
Okay. So she was trying to fly to Colorado.
She said she flew from St. Louis to Colorado.
So she probably, she probably would have gone over Missouri, Kansas.
No, because my thing is that she would have stopped in at the Kansas City date. It's not canceled. It was June 20th, 1980.
Yeah, that does not make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And then Kansas my issue is that there's City another story is. She says where she says that she crashed in 1993.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of stuff that's very iffy. There's a lot of questions. But also, do you want me to get into my reasons why I maybe do think it happened?
Sure.
So this is the first thing that came to mind when I was looking into this. I was thinking, like, why are people saying this is fake? And I was like, what does making this up help? Like, a plane crash specifically that's very – she does go into detail about it, and she does say what happened. She says all this stuff. What does that help her with?
Obviously,
this wasn't
relevancy.
With, like – well, it was during American Idol when she already was relevant.
I think she just wanted her name in the papers more to talk about her career and why she put her career on hold. And just, I'm flopping. I can't sell records. I don't have a record deal. I'm going to go do this. She wanted an excuse to do that.
Oh, so you think it was like an excuse for like Head Over Heels era?
Yeah, she was like because she Head Over Heels did what? Really badly.
It did. I think it's certified gold. So that's not, and I think it has a top 40 single, which is My Love Is For Real. That did go top 40.
Yeah. But after she had like albums where she'd have multiple number one hits.
Like 2 number ones in Spellbound, 4 on Forever Your Girl. Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah, she declined quickly, and you can say it's for many things, you know. Mm-hmm. She did take a 4-year break. Over those 4 years, she divorced her husband. She had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
But I can see why you think it was made up to, like, excuse her, like, irrelevancy. But also, I'm like, but she was on American Idol at the time. Like, she was at possibly, I'd say, post Spellbound, that was her career peak by far.
Yeah.
Because everyone knew who she was because everyone was watching American Idol. So I'm like, and it's not like she came out with it during like an arthritis campaign. Like, she didn't do it then when it would like make sense for the campaign where she's making money.
Yeah.
She just said it. So I'm like, I'm still like, even if it was to excuse her being a fad, like, couldn't you come up with something less dramatic?
I don't know. But, like, she has been caught lying before. She was fucking caught in a, like, legitimate hit and run.
I remember that.
I'm not laughing because she somebody and then sped off because she thought it was, like, a raccoon or something. I'm laughing because it was really bad. She, like, her lying there was really bad.
Yeah. And, like, Paula, I don't know what it is. For someone who's so, like, did not have such a long career, she's had so much happen.
Yeah,
like, the stalker girl. Like, the
stalker girl. Oh, my God, that was weird.
Like, the girl who changed her name to Paula and showed up. I'm like, for someone who's had such a short career, literally you've had more drama than, like, all of my faves combined.
Yeah. It's weird.
Like, just, it's like, is she, like, a magnet for bad stuff? Like,
I don't know.
Or is she making up to a degree? Is she lying?
She's like, a Gemini, so.
Oh, she has 2 personalities.
Yeah, one's a plane crash survivor, apparently. I want to take a look at her full birth chart. I know that's not going to, like,
prove
anything.
This woman
should not be on the road, by the way. She's had so many, like, car crashes.
Yeah. New podcast on Paula Abdul's astrology chart. Really exciting.
This is the follow-up that people have been fucking dying for, is me talking about Paula Abdul's big three. Paula Abdul, birth chart.
I think we'd all tune in for it. And I'm just going to say more stuff. She does cite specific witnesses. So I'm like,
she,
okay.
Yes, she did. Because you know why? Everybody who I knew went into a fucking live stream and just started bombarding her.
I've been sent videos of what went down. It was like fake plane crash survivor. And she was like with that one guy who was like very much over listening to her and shaking his head at everything she said. And he didn't know what the hell was going on. But
she did it. It was really funny. Okay. Her moon is in Capricorn.
Okay.
Her ascendant is in Libra.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know a lot about astrology.
I have one guy who literally read my whole astrology chart. I can send his account to you. And you can hit him up and be like, hey, can you read Paula Abdul's astrology chart?
Please, I don't want to pay money for somebody to read Paula Abdul's astrology chart to me.
He doesn't do it for money. Don't worry.
But I know that Capricorn is supposed to be like a more business and money related sign.
He does give that vibe off. Like, she seems to chase the bag. Even if that means going to Vegas at a $3 show, she does it, you know?
No, because she tried to sue people many times.
Yeah, wait.
Because I did so much, like, I literally looked through each and every article on TMZ relating to Paula Abdul. It took hours. Like, I have never, ever researched a podcast that intensely.
Yeah.
Because for most of them, it was like, the Britney one that I did was one conspiracy that, like, three people made up one day.
Which one was it?
It was, she was, like, working for the Bush administration. Everyone was fucking mentioning it.
That one where it's, like, if 9-11 happened, when, like, a bad thing happened, she, like, did something crazy to, like, change America. Yeah. Yeah, I know that one. Yeah,
the dates very barely lined up, and it's like I could see this, but there's also a bunch of other stuff that like was just it wasn't making sense. It just seemed like a shoestring theory from one person, and that's literally all I could find on it was just one person lining up some dates, and I was like, okay, this is what you guys are talking about. This is what you guys wanted me to talk about. This is really
like
bad.
Brittany was. Sorry, this is like completely changing from the subject. But let's get one thing straight. Britney was in her Republican era at the time. Like, she was just being, when she said, I think we should trust our president, I like George Bush, she wasn't doing that because she was being paid off. She's from Louisiana, okay?
Okay.
And I've been down to Louisiana. I live in the South, okay? Mm-hmm. I live down here. Mm-hmm. People are Republican. They're just Republican, okay? Like, I don't think she was getting, that's completely separate, but I don't think she was getting paid off. I think she was just being her Southern self, which is Republican. So.
Yeah.
What do I know? But okay. So she was citing specific witnesses. And when she was doing it on the live stream, I have a question because I have watched the video over.
Yes.
Did she like stumble over words or did she specifically say makeup
really
artist?
And she mentioned somebody who I have mutual friends with. I don't want to say their direct relation. I'll say it. Okay. But I have somebody who's mutual friends with somebody who knows one of the names closely.
Oh, okay. Hi. Okay.
Marty Hom was one of the names mentioned. And I know somebody who is pretty close to Marty Hom.
Okay.
And so what my friend asked on my behalf was, what can you tell me about Paula Abdul's plane crash on one of their lives?
Yeah.
And they said, and I quote, I can't talk about that here.
Okay.
Which is number one, very suspect.
Yeah, the way that's
And then when asked in the DMs, they just kind of sent like a LOL, like, ha, you're so funny. Like, like stuff like that, and then they just didn't really talk about it again because they got mad.
Like someone who's nervous, like
don't talk about that here. Like, who says that?
I don't know. It's like, I wonder how Paula has the money to keep lawyers at people's throats over this when sis is living in like a one bedroom apartment.
Oof.
Like, no shade on her name, but mm-hmm. I wonder if there's such a hush campaign over it. Why? I don't know. Another thing that I think, because you know, I am in the belief, like, if you think, if you ignore there being a lack of public records, if you look at what she said and just think like common sense,
okay,
it makes sense, because we do know she did get surgeries that match exactly what she said happened to the plane crash. She did get spinal stuff. She did have spinal problems.
Correct.
And we know that because we've seen the scars.
In other interviews, she's blamed it on other things. She's been in car crashes where people have gone to the hospital. Number
the
one.
Drunk driving one.
Was that her drunk driving?
No, it was the other. It was in 1989,
okay.
I think. It was the guy who was, she got hit by a drunk driver.
Oh.
I think that was like a bad one for her and the guy too.
I think it was a neck injury for her. It was a bad neck injury.
It was a bad neck injury. And then she, during her live where people were questioning her about that, she sort of like pointed and was like, explain this scarf. I wasn't in a plane crash. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
But she like, said that at 17, she had a terrible back injury from a cheerleading accident. Chose not to
and
have
the Lakers
at the time.
She did say the Lakers, all the practicing did hurt her because it's very vigorous practicing with the Laker girls. Mm-hmm. Also, I do wonder, if you look at her on the earlier seasons of American Idol, she is very, you can look at it any way you want. No offense, Paula Abdul News or whatever that account is called.
Paula Abdul Forever. And then they asked me on Instagram to follow their account.
Oh.
They like DM'd me and was like, hi, Vanessa. And I was like, oh my God, I'm over. And I like looked at it and it was literally like, can you please follow our account? Thank you.
Oh God.
Because whether you want to believe it or not, I love Paula Abdul. I think that her music is great. I could listen to Spellbound and Forever Your Girl forever. I know that people are going to get mad, but I don't really care for Head Over Heels.
No, like literally, like I think we both have a love for Paula Abdul that people don't, that
people
they don't understand.
But
we do have love for Paula Abdul. We really do. I love Spellbound.
When I drag Paula Abdul, I do it in a feminist way.
Yeah, you do it to uplift women.
No, I do it because I love Paula Abdul.
Yeah, literally. Like,
no, I do it because for so long I used to tell people that Paula Abdul was my favorite plane crash survivor.
Yeah,
and
literally.
I think that doing a podcast would be an easier way to tell people. I'm no longer saying that Paula Abdul is my favorite plane crash survivor because it didn't happen. As opposed to sending them all messages and saying, hey, I'm really sorry about that one time when I was wasted at a party and said that Paula Abdul was my favorite plane crash survivor. She wasn't in a plane crash. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Sorry to break the news to everyone.
Just a DM, a retraction to everybody
I've spoken to. She wasn't. I adore Spellbound. I think the Under My Spell Tour.
But
Under
Paula
My Spell Tour
is person
incredible.
Is pretty sketchy.
She is a very sketchy person, no matter which way you look at it. And I know a lot of Paula Abdul fans, I've talked to them before, they're in denial about it. And this is actually a reason why I think the plane crash may have happened. She was very clearly on pain meds or drugs. She was. You can look at it anyway. She what? Literally, there's, I don't care if it was audio, mic problems, whatever. You don't slur your speech that much. You may like stutter, but you're not gonna like slur your speech, which she did so much. And it's clear that she was inebriated. Like, she wasn't there.
Here's
and
the
I
thing.
Think that,
she said once in an interview, she told people in April 2005 that she suffered from chronic pain from a cheerleading accident and that she was diagnosed with reflex sympathetic dystrophy, RSD. And she later said in November that she's now pain-free following treatment, including an anti-inflammatory drug, Enbrel. And then after, again, the allegations were starting in, like, January 2007.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, what has kind of been built up, I think, on your end is that she's changed what the causes have been multiple times.
Yeah. No, and she... hold on. I was looking for this one in particular because the thing about her, she talked about painkillers and how she was on painkillers for RSD.
Yeah.
And this is the one that I was looking for. Because in May 2009 of the Ladies' Home Journal, Paula Abdul told them that she had stayed at a resort and spa for 3 days the previous year to recover from a physical dependence on prescription pain medication.
Only 3 days?
Well, physical withdrawal is... I don't know what she was on. Oh, God. I don't really know anything about withdrawals.
People don't like, there's this culture now, painkillers are almost as addictive. You can look it up. Painkillers are very, very, very addictive. Extremely. Mm-hmm. And what's so dangerous about them is that they're legal. Mm-hmm. And physical withdrawals are very dangerous because if you don't have medical attention there with you, your heart can start doing things. Any part of your body can start doing things that can be fatal. It's kind of like if you're anorexic and immediately start eating like 2,000 calories a day again. That's dangerous because that can do things to your heart. Just withdrawals, I think 3 days, I don't know if that is, if she was that dependent on physical painkillers after such an extreme accident. This is sounding like I don't believe it happened, which was not supposed to be my position. But if that happened, I don't think it'd be only 3 days. People usually go to physical withdrawal rehab for like a week at least.
Okay. Oh, okay.
My battery's running low.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Charge.
I have my charger right here.
Okay.
So, for opioids. Opioids, if you don't know, they can be legal, illegal. You can have stuff like heroin, morphine, hydrocodone. I did not say that correctly. I'm not a doctor.
It's fine.
And I'm looking here. Someone dependent on short-acting like heroin may experience withdrawal symptoms. Begin just a few hours after they use. Peak between 36 and 72 hours for physical withdrawal. And continue for from 5 to 10 days. Longer-acting opioids.
Which is what she would have been on, I think. Yes.
I don't know. Because it gives methadone and heroin for two examples. The onset of symptoms may begin as late as 48 hours, peak around day 3, and take about 21 days to diminish.
Okay, so that even if she was on short-term opioids, she'd still have had withdrawals much longer than 3 days. So I don't get that. I don't get that being the timeline for the amount of time she was in a physical rehabilitation center.
I have no clue. I don't know jack shit about detoxing. I read somewhere that, because there's a problem with a lot of people getting addicted to nicotine now, especially like younger people. And physical withdrawal, I know for nicotine only like acts like or only happens for like 24 to 48 hours. So that's what I was sort of basing that on. But I think it's weird that she said it was only 3 days.
Yeah, and I don't want to be some opioid expert just because I've seen what it does to people. Because I think it's a big deal right now in America. It's a big deal everywhere. It's huge. I think it's bigger than heroin now. But it's such a hard thing to talk about. And I'm not an expert, so I'm not trying to act like one. But even a novice with that stuff knows physical withdrawals do not last that short term. Especially if she was taking something kind of like methadone, which she probably would have been for pain. So, you do not get over physical withdrawals that quick at all.
So she mentioned some of the I should have read this first before we all went into that whole little thing about withdrawal and all that stuff. Three of the things that she was prescribed was a pain patch, nerve medication, and a muscle relaxant.
Okay, let me, 1 second. Let me do muscle relaxer.
I'm going to take a look at nerve medication.
Okay, I'll do muscle relaxers, how long it withdraw. These symptoms may persist for a few weeks for muscle relaxers.
Okay.
So that's what I said.
Shit about, because I don't know what pain patch she was on.
Okay, pain
patch. But nerve medication, I can't find anything about.
But we do know muscle relaxers, they don't, the dependency on them do not, they don't let up that quick. They're one of the most long-term drugs from what I can see.
Okay.
Like, so... yeah, so I don't get that. That doesn't line up for me. Maybe she just went for her peak withdrawals and then went back home.
Maybe.
Like, I don't think this is something we can talk on as much as the other stuff.
I might cut out a large majority of this.
Yeah.
Because we're not experts, obviously. Not
at all.
And, yeah.
But, yeah, I basically was just saying her plane crash, you know, there will always be a part of me that's like, it had to happen. Why do you lie about that? But now that you're talking to me and I'm thinking about it, I'm like, okay, maybe she wanted a dramatic excuse for something. Because I feel like Paula Abdul plane crash, we've kind of gone over our points and we're kind of both in agreement. Like, this makes no sense.
Pause. But let me get back to it because I want to just say this.
Okay.
The same week of the Ladies Home Journal article of the detox at the spa, she, in a Detroit radio station interview with WKQI, she rejected the article's accuracy, and she told the radio show that she never checked into rehab, nor did she ever have a drug abuse problem, because in 2005, she said that she had chronic pain, and she was dependent on medication to get through it. So
this is when she makes no sense to me. I'm like, what are you?
My problem is that she contradicts herself way too much to be a reliable source. She contradicts herself on when the fucking plane crash happened.
She contradicts herself. I was on drugs. I wasn't on drugs. I was dependent. Like, I would even, like, at this point, like, listening to you and listening to all the contradictions, I'm willing to change my stance. Oh, now my I'm kind of like,
and now I just need Paula Abdul forever to unblock me.
Yeah, Paula Abdul forever, y'all go to their account and get them to unblock Vanessa. Like, we need that to happen.
No, they're not going
to
unblock me because I joke too much about it. Everybody loves, definitely, my most listened to podcast is the Paula Abdul plane crash one.
I mean, it's kind of your ray of light moment. It's, like, it was kind of...
not my ray of light moment.
It was the column, it was like the gathering.
It's my neon nights.
Yeah, it's your neon nights. You know, you put out some nonstop remixes of it, and it was really great, and everyone loved it.
My whole thing is the fact that she just discounts one of her albums because it flopped. She's like, I never did that. And here's my thing. I have, like, the timeline of what she did after 1993.
Yeah. And it's pretty intense. Like, she went to rehab for bulimia, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that was before the album, no?
It was before Head Over Heels, because Head Over Heels was after the divorce and after the treatment.
After the divorce and after the eating disorder.
Yeah. And so Head Over Heels, does she try to ignore it? Because she still performs songs from it. So I'm
she performs songs from it, but then she just ignores it. She's like, oh, I didn't do anything after the plane crash. Like, it put my career on hold. But Head Over Heels, a workout video.
That's true. She did do the workout 1995. Video. 1995. She did the workout video. Wait, hold up. I'm going to go quickly. I'm going to look at all her work on Wikipedia, because that's a great source for shit like this.
She debuted at 18 on the Billboard 200.
Yeah.
She released a few singles throughout the 90s. Originally, another record planned in 97.
Yeah, which Spinning Around came from. Spinning Around, which is a Kylie Minogue song, was meant for that record.
And I just think, like, I want to hear the fucking demo, because allegedly one fucking exists. She would have this light. That's what people literally were doing after the fucking plane crash and that live stream, which is why she'll probably fucking never do an Instagram live again. I scared Jill Zarin, and now I've scared fucking Paula Abdul off of Instagram.
You just got all the hags shaking on Instagram. you've ruined our chances forever getting the Spinning Around demo, and I wanted
because everybody was like, plane crash. She's like, shut the fuck out of the goddamn fucking plane crash! I don't fucking hear it! And she, like, lost her shit at everybody in the fucking chat, and she's like, what we're talking about. And the dancer was like, staying active, staying fit.
She could probably be like, do you know my song? She could probably be talking to the dancer. I bet you he doesn't know a single Paula Abdul song. Like, no offense. Like, I don't know why he was there. He literally was just, you know, that TikTok that's like the overactive listener.
Yeah, I was literally
listener.
Just going to TikTok of that girl who's like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's her. That was the dancer. That was the dancer in the live. And then everybody switched from, because they were all Kylie stans. I was like, Paula Abdul live, I know you're fucking lying. And everyone was like, move, bitch. And they all fucking bombarded her with plane crash.
It's like Spinning Around.
And then it went from plane crash to Spinning Around. Please release the Spinning Around demo. We want Spinning Around. Kylie Minogue legend in the chat. I have like a few screenshots from that day that were like circulating.
You know what makes me so sad? Because I checked her Instagram. She's following Kylie Minogue, but Kylie Minogue is not following back.
Exactly.
It's the serpent. So I wrote down what I thought my conclusion would be.
I want you to go through. I talked way too much. I took up way too much of the time.
No, you didn't. Okay. One second.
I want you to, even though you have now changed your position, I want you to go through what your points originally were.
Okay.
Let's go team Paula Abdul plane crash did happen.
So that one news article from the 2005 documentary, which I do think could be something. You don't know fully. I still think you couldn't make up something else that wouldn't be as reported on as a plane crash up if you wanted to make something up, like, for attention. So I do question that. Also, like, it didn't bring her any money or anything. It just brought her scrutiny.
Yeah.
She did cite specific witnesses, which you said there's a little fishy on that. But also, I'm like,
fishy. But also, she's worked with these people and she still is in contact with these people, that she could definitely get them to like cover for her.
Yeah, but even then, on the dot, she was so easily able to name them. She was like, here they are. We do know that she did get those surgeries, so that does say that we do know she was on pain meds, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
And we do know that happened. So I'm like, that does match up with the fact that she sustained injuries from a plane crash where she hit her head and thus injured her spine majorly.
But also, before she came forth with a plane crash, she was in, like, so many car accidents, and she had stated that she, from 17 onward, from her cheerleading accident, her cheerleading career, whatever, all those accidents, whatever, that she was injured, and she had spinal injuries sustained from that. And definitely, if she was, you know, a dancer to the caliber that she was, she would have definitely been aggravating that injury if she had not gotten treated, which I don't think she did at the time.
It could be excused as that.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I'm like, 15 surgeries. Like, that is in 15. I'm like, you must have sustained something major for it to be that many times and for it to not get better until you undergo some Hollywood treatment that I still don't get what she was talking about. But it was some Hollywood treatment she did that she said cleared it. And she has acted. She's acted she hasn't acted like she's been inebriated, I'd say, since like 2008. She seems stable. Like, she may be coughing on live streams without a mask on.
Oh, that was bad. On a Chinese
live streaming website, but she is...
On some sketchy websites, but...
she doesn't seem inebriated. So, that's what I think before I've kind of been like, okay, this is really, really fishy. And I think there's evidence. I think there's, like, common sense. Like, if you just think, okay... The plane crash happened. But a lot of things just don't make sense. Even if you're pro the plane crash happened, a lot of things haven't been explained and just don't make sense.
You want to know what one of my theories was from, not necessarily the get-go, but after I did some research, I sort of came to this conclusion. You watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Yolanda 100. Foster and her lunch.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Which, by the way, was mysteriously cured after they got the silicone from her ruptured breast implants out. I didn't think she had Munchausen, but I do think that she didn't want to say that she had, oh my God, what is it called? Because so many women have had it. Like, Stevie Nicks had it where her breast implants
Rupture. Is it just where the breast implants break open and plastic goes through your veins and stuff and it's just terrible?
Yeah, and it, like, basically, like, it kills your energy.
Yeah, Tiffany Pollard had that.
Oh, God. That seems so painful and, like, just so
I know.
Painful.
And there's only so much you can do, and it's kind of a shameful thing, like, oh my God, my boobie implants. Are fractured. Like,
my favorite is that Stevie Nicks kept the one that, like, didn't rupture. Yeah, in, like,
she's uneven.
And she's like, everyone, like, could you imagine, like, I'm gonna go defrost the chicken and you fucking, like, you just see your old, like, breast implant in your freezer? Yeah. That'd be funny.
Yeah, just she keeps it in a jar and she looks at it sometimes and says, someday it'll be replaced. But what were you saying about Paula and Yolanda Hadid's Lyme disease?
Well, I was thinking, I don't even know where I just was like, brought it up so I can say Munchausen disease.
Yeah, that's because a fun word.
One of my original conclusions was that this woman had Munchausen.
Yeah, she was just making up stuff.
She was just making shit up for sympathy that pertained to her illnesses, because she said, like, she was like, oh, I was paralyzed. I was unable to move. I had 17 spinal surgeries. I had 15 neck injuries.
Yeah.
And I think definitely, that probably most of her incidents came from car crashes or just dancing injuries. But, like, there were so many injuries that she just mentions.
I think there's so much bad stuff that's happened to her that, like, you could write off, like, oh, the injuries that she cites from the plane crash could have just been from aggravation constantly, from continuing to dance. I did watch her segment on Muppets Now, which was, like, 1998, and she danced, okay? She did dance. So I'm like, she was still dancing, supposedly, when she was at her worst. So I'm like, she just aggravating it?
My thing was that she still continued to do live performances. And she went from going from, I'm not going to milk it, I don't want to talk about this plane crash ever again, in the 2003 Dateline interview. She's like, I didn't talk about it because I didn't want to be seen as a victim of a plane crash.
Yeah.
Her, like, little Vegas stint or whatever was literally, there was, like, a segment, and it was like, I need to talk about something that changed my life.
One of the background videos, like, it's, like, the cheerleader one where she's like, I'm a Laker girl. And then she, like, dances with the other Laker girls on the screen, and she's so far behind the beat.
That's not what I was talking about.
There's, like, so many.
I was talking about all those, like, ones where, like, okay, I don't really go to concerts where the artist talks a lot. I do go to Stevie Nicks concerts, and that's pretty much it. And Stevie Nicks...
Don't they steal your waters or something?
That was at a Fleetwood Mac concert. It was similar, but yeah, I got my water bottle stolen at a Fleetwood Mac concert. So if you fucking stole a water bottle, you can go fuck yourself. That was a $20 water bottle. And I'm still mad about it. My friend actually bought me one because she went to go to the Calgary show. And I was like, if you go to that show, can you get me a water bottle? Because mine got stolen.
Good friend.
I didn't even fucking use it once, and I ended up paying fucking $40 for a Fleetwood Mac water bottle. My first one got stolen.
Ridiculous. Crazy.
Yeah, it was really annoying. Oh, yeah. Pretty much Stevie Nicks would always do this long intro before her song. She'd say, like, this is how I wrote it, this is when I wrote it, this is where I wrote it. This was who was there when I wrote it, and pretty much stuff like that. So I don't know why, but Paula Abdul did something similar, but she didn't really talk about why she wrote that song. She's just sort of talked about her life, and I don't know what song this went into, but I have seen from her, like, Vegas residency a few videos of her, and she's like, the music will go all, like, quiet, and, like, it'll go all, like, sad, and she'll be like, in 1993, I was in a plane crash. It is so bad. It is so bad. And,
oh my God,
everybody will, like, crowd around her and be like, oh. And they probably turn on their phone flashlights for a few minutes and, like, wave them around while she tells this traumatic story about how she was in a plane crash.
I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing.
Plane crash.
It's kind of like her little Laker Girls thing. I'm sorry I'm bringing it up. Literally, it's like.
No,
like,
that tour was a mess.
She's like, I'm five, and I'm a Lake. She was dancing, and, like, it was so offbeat to the Laker Girls, and I was just like, okay, Paula, wrap it up. Come on. And, the plane crash interlude. Imagine, like, the set list for the concert and the little playbook, and, like, one of the little, like, dots is, like, plane crash interlude. Oh, my God.
No. It was, like, it definitely wasn't an interlude.
I was supposed to go to Vegas with my family before Corona happened, I was going to see Paula Abdul.
You're lying.
I was going to see Paula. I was like, Mom, can I at least see one Vegas show? And she's like, sure. Who do you want to see? I'm like, there's no legends right now. So I'm like, okay, I'll just take a step down and go to Icons. Let me go see Paula Abdul.
There's no legends. So let me take a step down to Icons. I love that.
Okay. So
and she's still there. She's still an icon, despite the fact that she flopped after her second album.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll just excuse her for it, because she did. Her prime was a very good run. Very good.
It was a very good run. She has more singles than, like, what, Britney Spears? Like, have peaked at number one?
She has 6 number one singles. Britney has 5.
I saw an infographic about that earlier today, actually.
I remember I saw this thing. It was like, Janet has twice the number ones of Britney Spears. Oh, my God, the fucking mentions were like, oh, Britney sold more. Britney legend. I was like, please stop.
No. You gotta stop there. I can't go through this.
The Bratz movie. Oh my God. Wasn't the TV show?
Yes, I've seen Hey Paula twice.
How was it?
It's really bad. You can't find it anywhere. It's on Hayu, which is like a Canadian and European streaming site for like Housewives and like the like few, like there's the Mariah Carey one, there's the Scary Spice.
Oh God, Mariah's World.
Mariah's World. There's Scary Spice, and then there's Hey Paula.
Oh God, Mariah was something else during that era. Oh my God. So okay, I wanted to go see Paula Abdul in Vegas because I love me some Paula Abdul. I know all the songs she would have performed. I would have screamed them. But then Corona came along. It got canceled. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So no Paula anymore. But I was planning on going. And when the Laker Girl interlude would have happened, I would have said something about the plane crash. I would have heckled her, kind of. I was planning it. I was planning it out, and I knew my mom were going to be kicked out of the fucking theater, but it would have been so iconic.
No, because she does talk about the plane crash. I've seen it before. It's really bad.
I'll put my flashlight up, and then I'll get the poster up that says, you were not in a plane crash. Paula, oh God, she's too much. Okay, I need to go eat. So, all right.
So overall, did you want to say your conclusion?
Paula Abdul. Legend. Well, not really, but love her. And overall, like, I love her, but this plane crash is so iffy. Everything about her is iffy. And you've kind of convinced me to the point where I'm like, yeah, this happened.
Just abandoning Paula Abdul plane crash as a truth.
Yeah. I think we can both agree now that there's a little something about this, and, you know, but yeah, overall, legend. I think we both love her, but Paula, it's time for an intervention. We need to talk about your plane crash problem.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up, girl, because we know it's not real. You've had a good couple year run. You've probably been at it for a decade, and you finally got caught.
She needs to act her age and not 12, okay?
She's very old.
She's acting like me when on the playground. I used to like copy and paste Taylor Swift song lyrics and be like, I wrote this.
You're lying. No, you
no,
didn't.
No, I literally used to steal Taylor Swift songs and pretend they were mine and perform them on the playground. Oh,
that's
my God.
That's funny.
Oh, God. My elementary school self was messy. Okay. Right. Thank you so much for having me. This was actually so much fun. Like, okay. Hi, everyone. If you don't remember, my name is Stokes. If you want to follow me on Twitter, my at is at Hillary's Whore. The O is replaced with a zero. I also follow Vanessa here. So if you want, you'll probably find me under one of her tweets saying something. So you can just follow me through that. And yeah, I talk about a lot of things. So if you want to follow me, just go ahead. I'm down. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun.
I had a lot of fun too. This was an interesting episode and I loved to do this. Very
much so. It was great catching up. Not catching up. It was just great talking to you.
We did catch up before this a little bit.
We did catch up a little bit. But hit me up. I'm sure there will be collabs in the future, I hope. Okay, well.
All right. I'm going to let you go. You can go eat.
Thank you. The steak quesadilla looks good. Bye.
Bye. Right. That was it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a little different than what I'm usually used to, but, you know, I am an ENTP, and I love a good debate. I really had a lot of fun with this episode, and if any of you want to debate me or talk about any of the theories, I am more than welcome to. My Instagram handle is VanessaIconic, and my Twitter is at Iconic, C-O-N-S-P-R-C-Y, because it didn't fit. You can also just look up Iconic Conspiracies on Twitter. I'm Vanessa Iconic. This is Iconic Conspiracies, and thank you so much for listening. I hope you will all tune in. Next month, I have a very, very special episode planned, and if you like my Munchausen little theories, then you'll definitely like this one. It's going to be talking about Jameela Jamil. I'm going to have a very special guest. If you are any at all in the current Jameela Jamil drama, you may or may not have seen the Twitter account Gayson. I will be having him on my podcast, and we're going to be discussing Jameela Jamil and her Munchausen. And her Munchausen mother, which is a treat. She blocked me on Twitter too. So I hope you will stick around. And as always, thank you for watching. Goodbye.